On today's episode of Talking Baseball, we have old friend Jack Flaherty sit down with us and get a little chummy, and we talk baseball. How about that? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Baseball. In these trying times, we hope you're all doing well. We hope you're not touching anyone or anything. Don't go near anything. Stay safe. And welcome to the show. My name is John Boy. Sitting next to me is Jake. And on today's episode with Trevor Plouffe and Jack Flaherty, we talk a lot about baseball. We ask Jack how he's doing through these troubling and no baseball times. What else do we say, Jake?
It was awesome. Hey, Jim. Jack's an awesome dude. Make sure you tweet at him. We're going to have some of the good sound clips and stuff also out on the internet, so don't be shy with those. Jack's the man, and I think it's just funny to see, like, a young dude whose career is, like, fully on pause, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? And I think the better part and what you and I like is we came into this with no questions. we asked a few along the way, but it's just a conversation. We've met Jack. He's a real cool, low-key dude, and he's one of us going through this freaking virus.
Yeah. Well, our job hasn't been put on pause. It's been put on accelerator.
We have pause.
You have pause about having pause. I have pause about you having pause.
I was talking about the dog that you talked about getting last night.
I did not. My girlfriend, Caitlin,
yeah,
said that. Now people think we're actually getting one. We're not.
I'm excited for you guys. You're going to love it.
Not getting a dog in the city.
You're going to love it.
No. All right. Well, on that note, we talked to Jack for a long time, so it's the full episode, basically.
Yeah.
And here it is. I'll play the classic transition into it. Here we go.
We are joined by now recurring guest of the program, Jack Flaherty, hashtag don't think. Jack, what's going on, brother?
You know, just enjoying the time, home, trying to spend some time with the fam.
Yeah. You now live Plouffe's life, no baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. We're living the same life now.
our life is just a little different.
I don't have kids.
Oh, wow.
How was this process for you? Like, where are you at with this? I know that you're taken to Twitter a lot. You've been active there, but your life kind of is putting you on something you've never done before.
Yeah, it seems like all my time has been spent on Twitter doing anything, any kind of list or whatever it is. That seems like how I've spent most of my time.
Do you want to talk about accidentally putting Clay Thompson in your
what
starting
do you mean,
five? It seems like that was a mistake.
Why is that a mistake? Why?
Well, I mean,
I can just,
you could pick anyone.
I can justify it.
You could pick anyone from basketball.
No, I thought it was top five Clays.
Just for a team, I needed somebody who could play defense, shoot threes, and had no ego.
Oh.
That was Clay Thompson.
It's honestly a good sleeper pick, but like when you put Clay, you knew you were in for Twitter arguments.
Oh, I knew I was in for it. But in my head, creating that team, he was the guy that fit the role. And then I have Durant. Durant would have been the other starter. But I'll just take him off the bench to put up 20 points in about 8 minutes and then go right back.
Plouffe, your counter?
I don't pretend to know anything about basketball. I love the Lakers. The LeBron to the Laker thing has been difficult for me. So keep me in your thoughts and prayers. But I do know that putting Klay Thompson in an all-time great team is probably not right.
It wasn't,
in my opinion.
It was first series. I had to make one team.
You know what list I liked a lot that you had on your Twitter was the all-time wiffle ball stances.
Ooh,
that was a fun one.
There was a couple that had to get left off just because Luis Gonzalez was definitely one.
There's only one must for me, and it's Craig Counsell. Like, everyone ever has done that.
Everybody did Craig Counsell.
In wiffle ball. Just to be like, what the fuck's this about?
Euclid.
Euclid, too.
Sheffield, another one. Everyone's Sheffield. Done.
With the, when you had the wolf ball bat where you could do it as fast as you could. Absolutely.
Do it as fast as Gary Sheffield did with a fucking wooden
bat. With a real bat.
What a sicko.
Probably 35.
What a sicko. Trevor's pretty good friends with his son now, but we'll come back to that. What a...
Ichiro also really good.
Ichiro, you start off the game, you know.
Yeah.
A little jersey flick.
What let's do some baseball shit. We're a little slap happy, and then we'll just get right into the weird stuff. But, like, are you... Like, do you have a throwing plan and stuff? Like, I don't know.
I'm trying to stay in as best shape as I can. We don't really have a timetable. But we can't just go back to zero and not do anything.
Right.
You know, if something great happens and, you know, in a few days we're told, hey, we're going to play soon. Which doesn't seem likely, but you never know. So we're just trying to stay. I'm just trying to stay in the best shape as I can.
Are you searching for hobbies? I'm reading this book.
I am.
Yeah, called The Cup of Coffee Club.
Hobbies.
And it's all about whatever. It's a book I'm reading. And, like, there was a whole paragraph about the mindset that it takes to become a major leaguer. And there was a lot of quotes. And it said, you can't have any other thing in your life besides, like, a family. Like, you can't have another hobby and make it to out of the minor leagues.
What do you think about that?
That's not true. In fact, I would... encourage people to have hobbies.
Well, baseball players, like, what counts as a hobby though? I don't have any. Like, I don't fish. I don't golf. I don't.
You don't think?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna continue with that.
I just want to say congrats on reading the book.
But right before you hopped on, I was like, "Yo,
don't say it."
I am the biggest don't think person in the world, so it's kind of a shot fire at me, and now I'm offended because I've never thought.
Yeah, but he's.
No, you just say it.
You're ruining the brand.
Oh yeah.
You're tearing it down.
I'll stop. I'll get away from the brand. That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Trevor, what were your hobbies in the minor leagues?
I mean, I guess you don't have, like, a chance to, like, really pursue a hobby, you know, but, you know, in spring training, we've talked about this. Guys go fishing almost every day.
Those are the pros.
Yeah.
So guys can do stuff, you know, especially now it's like gaming is everybody's hobby.
Yeah.
I guess that counts as a hobby.
Are you a gamer?
Yeah.
Not, like, heavy with everything, but
so you're currently searching.
I'm searching, you know. Okay. Trying to figure it out.
You need something to get away from the game every once in a while. When you have a family, that's what that is. And before that, it is anything. If you want to just sit down and get into a movie and completely forget about the day, like, I think that's really healthy.
That's how I spend my days, is I'll watch movies and I'll nap.
Yeah. What have you been watching? You've been deep in any Netflix shows?
I just rewatched Goodfellas.
Oh wow!
Yesterday, okay. One of these days I'm gonna sit down and watch Parasite when I'm in the mood to read everything.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. Are you a Casino fan?
Yeah,
I like Casino very more movie. Than Goodfellas, which I think is a hot take. But then I think there's a whole contingent of people that are like, no, I agree. Jake, do you have any thoughts on that?
I watched Parasite and I liked it.
Okay.
I can't get into the Italian movies. There's too much.
I don't know why I don't believe you for some reason. I'm like, there's no chance.
No. So
he had to change the settings to times point in half. So he watched Parasite in slow mo.
Okay. It's gonna be like that. No, I've actually got like a pathetic American story about Parasite. Me and my girl, whatever. We went up to Aspen, whatever. And we were just having, like, this nice couple's weekend before we moved. And there's this, like, small, cute movie theater. And we were like, hey, maybe we should hit this up. And we looked at it, and the flyer was for some, like, Korean movie that we'd never heard of. And we were like, who the hell is going to see this? And then a month later, it won every award. So we're like, wow, we're bad people. So I watched it. Pretty good. But, yeah, like, you can't have your cell phone out. Like, you got to focus. And that's not my strength.
Yeah. Have you been watching any old sporting events? Jake's crushing old games right now. Like all the
old sporting. I haven't.
Yeah, the classics.
Dude, it's pathetic, man.
Yeah, why don't we? We have been watching World Series games from 1972 to 77 and watching them and posting them on YouTube, like watching and commenting on them. Have you guys ever dived into like a full game from that era at all? Because we hadn't, and it is bizarre how different baseball is. Jack, almost every batter faked a bunt during the at-bat.
I have not dove into all those games and tried to watch them.
It's weird. That's not even an exaggeration. I'd say 75% of the batters at one point in their at-bat fake lay down a bunt. Yeah.
Do you ever get the dumb questions that people are like, so, Jack, do you really appreciate how Bob Gibson pitched? And, like, how do you dance around those?
you say that I never really got to watch him pitch. I can go watch highlights or something, but you just hear everybody talk about him and the way that, you know, they just kind of revere him as a pitcher, and that you just kind of go behind that.
It's weird because, like, you know, even the Yankees we were watching, and I know a lot about Thurman Munson, but all I've ever seen were his highlights, not like the mundane moments. And he had this big double to tie the game or take the lead in the ninth inning of the World Series game. And he got to second base, and as soon as he got to second base, he just put his arms stood on top of the base. Like, no fist pump, no scream, nothing. No high five, just nothing. And we both lost.
Business as usual.
Yeah, it was wild.
He just slapped it on the table.
And then hit and runs. If there was a guy on first base, it was a hit and run, and they were trying to score from first almost every time. It's crazy.
It was a different game, that's for sure.
Do you wish
gone different rate?
As a pitcher, do you wish more hitters were trying to be like slappy and bunt and hit and runs, or would you rather that, or how hitters kind of are now, where it's like true outcome? Like, I'm trying to hit a home run.
I mean, you kind of get a mix of each, but those guys didn't strike out as much.
Yeah.
So they're putting the ball in play, and you know, you get all those jam singles, those bloopers, or, you know, somebody just shanks one in the infield, but, you know, they didn't strike out as much. So those guys are, you know, kind of more annoying to pitch to sometimes.
What's going on? So I think everyone, we started asking around, and everyone's like, Corona moment was like NBA canceled, and it's like, oh shit. it's going down. And outside, you know, your career being, you know, pushed back a couple months, or we'll see what happens. But what have you seen in society that was like your first? God damn, like
that was definitely it. So that was a Wednesday, and once I saw that, I was like, wow, we're done. I said, spring training's definitely over. We're gonna play tomorrow, and then who knows? And you know, we went in. We had a meeting in the morning. Went out, had the game, came in and fifth inning, and by that time they had already canceled everything. So it was it all happened really quick.
Yeah. It's going to be so interesting with baseball, because baseball's a disgusting sport. Like, everyone's licking their hands, they're spitting all in the dugout. You know, you lick your hand, you touch the ball, you throw the ball to somebody else, they lick their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you call us gross, Trev.
I know. I've really been thinking about things lately, and we're going to have to figure some shit out.
Yeah. I mean, our high five is going to be done.
Ooh.
Handshake's going to be over.
Handshakes are done.
Elbow season.
Handshakes are done. No more handshakes ever.
Handshakes are completely gone. I don't know why society, like, ever accepted that.
Baseball invented them, you know.
Well, we're going to cancel them.
It was the gay player on the Oakland A's.
Whoa.
A handshake?
Hello.
High fives. High five? Well, I mean, I said, hey, he was gay, and then they like ran him out of the league. He was on
Billy
the A's,
Bean, right?
No. He was on the A's. He invented the high five, and then they like ran him out of the league because he was openly homosexual. And then he just went to like a gay softball league in San Francisco and just crushed people.
Isn't his name Billy Bean?
Oh yeah, it might be.
It's not like Billy Bean the GM, but it's like,
not the GM.
He would come talk to us.
I thought you were taking a jab at him. Yeah.
No, first of all, there's
Trevor
nothing wrong with being homosexual.
No, not
I'm just
all.
Saying, his name's Billy Bean.
I think you're right.
You guys think high fives are done forever, like in society?
I don't know. High fives, fist bumps, because people don't do fist bump anymore. Fuck. It's
fist bumps, I mean, even that, like it's skin touching skin. I've been doing a lot of research on this virus and how
so
it sticks to your skin.
So are butt slaps gone in baseball?
No, that's not cool. There's clothing. Glenn Burke.
There's no skin.
Glenn Burke is the man who invented the high five. And it was like in the 70s.
Interesting.
Yo, high fives aren't gone.
No.
I don't want to live in that world. That's all I have.
You're not a high fiver.
There's going to be some changes, man.
I'm just a toucher, man.
Yeah, yeah. Jake's super touchy-feely.
I'm like...
He's doomed.
I'm having a bad time with this whole corona thing.
It's really affecting
me. I'll be honest with you guys. What's
how long do you think until Let's Go erases itself from the sports world.
Until Let's Go.
Excuse me?
Let's Go!
Oh, never.
That didn't... Yeah, that wasn't around until like 2010s.
Right.
If you go back, if you go back to like the early 2000s, no one was screaming "Let's Go." Like they were screaming like,
come from?
Like the early 2000s, yeah. It was like "Get some." That was like the 2000 to 2010 thing.
Interesting.
It's weird. I've
never thought about that.
But now everyone says "Let's Go" after every.
There's a lot of things, a lot of baseballisms. You know what I'm talking about? Like the Hun House. I guess Let's Go is one. No one really says. What was the other one you said? Get Some.
Get Some. That's from like the early 2000s. Yeah. Like, I think that was Iraq War. It came from there.
Ooh.
Are you like being serious? I can't tell right now.
No, I am. Yeah, yeah. No. Like, you ever seen Generation Kill or Red Generation Kill? There's a whole chapter called Get Some. They yelled it a lot. I'm being very
serious. There's been a lot of humble bragging by you about how you read books.
I'm not bragging. I read a lot of books. It's not a brag. Got a book right here.
Jack,
I read books.
Who on the Cardinals, I'm trying to ask some silly questions without being rude. Who was like glad the season's pushed off?
I was going to ask that. I was going to phrase it like this. When the team gets told, who had drastic reactions, happy or mad?
Okay.
Like who had reactions that were different than the pack?
Nobody was like happy or mad. It was just, all right, I'm out. I'm going home. They're like right away. Some people were like, it was like, there's no reason to be here. They're not going to send us to St. Louis. I'm going home. I'm not naming names, but me and one other guy were on a plane right away out of there.
It's gone.
Let's get home.
Yeah.
Who's like nicked up on the Cardinals that might have missed the start of the season and now they might be in the clear?
See, now that's a better question because I can actually answer that.
Thanks, Jeff.
No, because we had guys, I mean, Miles... he was going to miss part of the season with, and then, Andrew Miller was dealing with a little bit of stuff, but he'll be good. But Miles was the big one. You know, he was going to miss some time, hadn't thrown yet in spring training. And then Jordan Hicks too, he's coming back from TJ.
Oh yeah.
So he should be depending on, you know, when everything happens, but he'll be ready to go real soon.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it works out for us a little bit, but I'd still rather be playing.
Yeah.
Has Miles ever eaten a lizard in front of you?
No, you know, we've tried to get him to do some things, but he's no longer doing that.
So I got some.
That was a one-time thing.
Hate when he does that.
Don't eat a lizard.
Don't eat a lizard.
I've got something that I'm starting to get excited about, and I'll get your guys' perspective on it. Maybe Trevor's too, if he wants. But if this does become a shortened season, whether it's $120, $181, whatever, you know, the early numbers and everything on that is that, I mean, the season becomes crazy. Like I read something that, you know, over $162 games this year, the Dodgers had a 98% chance to make the playoffs. And if it's down to 81, that goes down to 71%. Like, does that get you juiced up at all to see what a shorter baseball season looks like? Or does that just seem fundamentally wrong? Or what's that seem from your guys' perspective?
Especially in your division, too, which you got a lot of talented teams.
Every single game matters. You can't give anything away.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tight race. And all it takes really is one team to get hot for a month or one team to get cold. And it could just take you out of it. Or, you know, some team you may not expect, they get hot for a month, and next you know you're looking at different standings.
But yeah, we were talking yesterday about the Rockies. If you were to go back to last year, 81 games into the season, the Rockies were the fourth best team in the National League.
Wow.
So, like you said, man, you get hot for a couple months.
Especially a lineup like that. They could get
right? Really the whole
hot.
Season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why, you know, 162 games, things even out over time.
Yeah,
and,
eventually they even out. You figure it out. But you get it like that, every single game matters. There's no games off. Like, guys are going to be playing every day.
Well, you ended last season with incredible numbers. Jake can rip them off right now.
You were really good. I don't care anymore.
Like, what if this season...
Not going to think about
you could do a full season of just that, and then, you know... 40 years from now when we look back at like what did Flaherty do in 2020, and it's like, oh shit, he had a 1.9 ERA.
Oh yeah, you could cook the books.
No
this
one,
year,
no one will be like, that was the Corona season. It was only half. We're just like, that dude was like, good.
That would be crazy, you know, to do something like that. And shoot, man, I just want to play. That's all I know. Man. I'm kind of losing it over here, trying to find hobbies, trying to figure out what to do.
You're a list guy.
What are you doing? What are you doing to like throw right now? Because you know we obviously don't know when they're going to start the season up, so you can't like. Are you continuing bullpens? Are you just playing catch? Yes. Are you? What are you doing?
Playing catch, some bullpens, just here and there. We're trying to figure out a schedule as best you can, but with no real timetable, you know, you just try to don't go all the way back to zero.
Yeah.
But we're not ramping up anymore to get ready for something to happen in 2 weeks. You know, it's just trying to stay sharp, as sharp as you can. You know, keep throwing a couple bullpens. You know, you never know, Trev. You might get the chance to come stand in.
Whoa.
I need it.
I know you want it.
Wear a GoPro. Wear a GoPro, Trev. Right on the head.
I actually ducked Jack the last time I had a chance to face him in spring training. We were like on a 2-day trip on that side of Florida, and I played. They gave me the option to either play against the Cardinals or I guess it was the Marlins.
Unbelievable.
And I played against the Marlins because I knew Jack was pitching. I didn't want him to strike me out. Because at that point, I was horrible at baseball.
Smart.
Who'd you face on the Marlins? How'd you do?
I don't remember. But I do know, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure my last professional at bat, which was in spring training last year, I got a hit off Jordan Hicks. And that's a pretty like,
nice.
That's pretty I feel good. Pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He can still catch up to it.
Oh.
No, he was tipping his pitches.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks.
Trevor Plouffe trying to make headlines.
I got it.
Jack, does that send you into constant like fear when you hear like another pitcher's tipping his pitches? Do you live in constant fear of that, or are you kind of set with your delivery? You got it all on lock.
We have guys watch and look out for that and try to see every single thing that you do. So, you know, as starters, you throw a bullpen. Whenever you're pitching in game, the other starters are looking and watching and just trying constantly to see if you're tipping something or what. And even guys out of the bullpen, we're watching them just to see, you know, if team is on a guy, you know, we're checking to see, hey, is he tipping his pitches today? Is something going on? Or these pitches just over the middle and these guys are just, they're hitting it because it's over the middle. So it's hard to just immediately go to, hey, I was tipping my pitches today. Normally it's, well, you know, those pitches were all over the middle of the plate. You know, you're giving them a good chance. So
I'll give it to you right now. I mean, I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. He was coming set and I'll try to get in the picture here. Like his glove was like turned up like this on a fastball and flat on an off speed.
Interesting.
And it was really easy to see because it was right on his belt line.
Yeah.
So you could see his belt on a fastball and he was like covering it on an off speed. So I got two fastballs in a row. They were nasty.
Yeah, he throws pretty fast.
And I knew they were coming. I still like didn't even swing at him because they were so disgusting. And then he flipped me over a 2-strike curveball and I got a base hit.
Just waiting on the off speed, huh?
Dude, you're on 104 or something.
Hey, it makes it a little easier when you know it's coming, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just tell him that, you know.
Let him know.
Who's the dude on your team that's like...
wearing a buzzer.
Who's the guy on your team that's like the best at picking up pitches? Like who's the guy you'd go to, whether you're doing or you just hear them seeing the other guy on the other team?
Goldie and Wieters. Yeah, Goldie's always looking for something, whether it's us or the other pitcher. He's always looking for something. He's catching on to something. That's the guy. He's pretty good at everything.
Yeah, we were blown away. We were doing our we ran through like every team getting ready for the season, and it turned out being a big kind of fuck you in our own faces a little bit. But dude, it's Goldie's
so much work for nothing.
Goldie's nuts, man. Like last year was Goldie's like worst season as a pro, and he's still pretty much raked. Like that dude's
he's legit, dude.
He's really, really good. Yeah, it was You could call it a down year just because of his expectations way up here.
Right.
And he was still probably above league average and everything. You know, is what I would expect.
There was 1 year with the Diamondbacks where he started out so poorly. Yeah.
That was 18.
And I was like, don't sleep. This guy is about to go on fire.
18, and he got crazy hot.
Yeah. He's another good wiffle ball stance guy. You know, with like that, like.
He definitely could be added now with that. Yeah. Got some guys in the league now that could definitely be added to the wiffle ball. I don't know about UT Plouffe.
I look back at my career and I'm like, my swing was not that good. I had so many holes.
Let's get emotional.
I battled.
Keep digging, Trevor.
Did you do it for, Trev?
What?
How long did you do it for? How long did you play?
I mean, I got drafted in 04s in the big leagues. I have a little over seven years showtime. My dad.
Get emotional,
it, man. That's
you know what's funny is we're talking about those.
Air it out.
The all-time list, and everyone was putting like the all-time, like it was like a do or die one game. These are the guys I want.
Yeah.
And Lane Adams, who was hilarious on Twitter, was like, if you've never seen a 92 mile an hour slider, like get the fuck off my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not making the list.
Yeah. Cause that's what's going on nowadays. So like, you know, go ahead and put Babe Ruth's not on my do or die list right
now. That. Yeah. He's not wrong.
We were watching the World Series in like 76 or 77. And the announcer said something like, if you want to catch up with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, you're swinging out of your shoes. And we were just like, that's slow now.
That's not so much for having Jeter on my team. And I was kind of confused about that. I was like, did I miss something?
Dude, don't get Trevor going. It'll be the first time he'll get his nerdy defensive stats out. Jeter couldn't play good defense.
If you
want
to have a bad infield, go
ahead
and put
He's the worst defensive shortstop of all time. That's because
statistically he is.
That's because nobody else lasts as long at shortstop as he did. He was playing out there with German Shepherd hips at the end.
Yeah, take out all the take out like the last 3 years or however many you need to do to butter knife it up, and you're good.
I don't think that's the case, Jim.
In his prime, he wasn't the worst, Trev.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Great.
Didn't you want to talk?
No
about
one's putting 38-year-old Jeter on their list. Jack's putting 25-year-old Jeter on his list.
Gift bag out the door, yeah. Jeter.
Jeter's not on my do or die, like
Why?
One game.
Why?
Take
dude?
All
Why?
List.
I mean, he's one of the You're more kidding. Like timely come throughs and timely moments hitters.
Best hitting shortstop in the past, I don't know, 200 years, something like that.
I would put A-Rod above him.
I mean, and yeah, guess what? A-Rod's defensive stats didn't get shattered because he moved to third base. What did Cal Ripken do? He moved to third base. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeter in his prime. A-Rod.
You've always been such a big A-Rod fan because he never cheated the game, too. So that's perfect.
A-Rod. A-Rod moves off shorts to third base. Cal Ripken moves off short to third base.
Trevor
Another
Plouffe.
Prominent figure who moved from short to third base, Trevor Plouffe.
I know.
Yeah.
I got you,
All
big
the same.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. All the same.
I was a horrible shortstop, and I was probably better defensively than Derek Jeter.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Can we edit that up and put it on a quote board and tweet it out? And then we just have everyone coming for
defensively, we were about the same, and I was horrible. So.
Oh, BBD's taking notes. So.
Who is better looking, you or Jeter?
That's tough. That's personal preference.
Okay. Good answer. That's good answer. Yeah, I'll throw myself in the mix.
That's another 25 versus 38-year-old Jeter situation.
Yeah, that's true.
When he went full, when the hair left, he whole changed.
It got weird. It got mixed up. Didn't
He's
you
a
want
pretty
to
good-looking
talk,
guy.
Didn't you want to talk about the USA team Stroman talked about or something, Plouffe?
No.
I like...
I think Jack should be mentioned, like Stro, like, let's go, man. Like, get our boy Jay Flair on there.
Thanks, Stro. Appreciate it, bud.
Why? Who did he have? He didn't have you on the team?
I mean, he didn't have everybody. He
I think it was,
people.
Like, the guys that were on the team.
Oh, okay. Trev, Back do you have a weird country that you could have gone and played for? Like, could you go play for Team France if you wanted to?
I don't know. I really haven't looked into it. That'd be sick.
I think you could. Like, the team Italy was, like, Cervelli and then a bunch of Americans.
Just yeah, like, I mean, Laduca. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be serviceable for any country right now.
Would you be excited to do that, Jack, to go play in, like, the World Baseball Classic?
I think it'd be cool. Just watching the last one that went on and, you know, you actually get a group of guys to come out and do it. Just those atmospheres are completely different than anything you kind of experience.
You've done it before, right, U.S. team?
Yeah, I mean, high school is not the same, but...
Yeah, not the same. But it is really cool. It's a different...
Yeah, yeah. No, it's different when you have that USA across your chest going against different countries. But it'd definitely something to be cool to partake in.
I guarantee you're going to be on that team. If not, we're rioting. Like, you're on the team.
I mean, it comes...
I should manage.
Wow.
Just throwing that out there.
Are you putting your name in the hat to be the manager?
Player manager.
I mean, you don't have to have any experience to manager anymore.
Check.
Yeah.
You check all the boxes.
You are very friendly. Yeah. Everyone likes you, Trav. Do you have a hard ass side to you? Can you tell people when they need to be told?
Not really.
So you're
I mean, if like younger
you're a great
guys,
first base
like,
coach.
Really stupid.
Great first yeah. base coach.
Yeah, first base coach for me for sure. Third base too much pressure. I don't want that.
Yeah,
first base, I just get the batting gloves and
yeah,
that's it.
I don't know why anyone would ever want to be a third base coach. Just so much, you just get called bad all the time.
Yeah.
They used to say you have to coach third base before you could become a manager.
Just so you can face the music of making the wrong call every now and then?
Mm-hmm. It was, you know, one of those things. They wanted to put you in through the ringer and make sure you're ready for it. But now it's just like, hey, are you young? Are you going to do what the front office tells you to do? Okay, you're in. You're hired.
I have a question that you're not going to want to answer, Jack.
Here we go.
How many coaches and slash people in the clubhouse and the dugout do you look at and be like, what do you do here?
Okay, I will say this because
is it five?
It's
is it 10?
It's kind of a running joke on the team, but we just added a run creation specialist.
Whoa.
And it's called Packy. And every time we scored a run, we'd say, all right, dude, well, your job is done. Just got your title. We got you your one run.
Hell of a job.
Thank you. Great job.
That's funny.
No, it's just there's so many different positions being created.
You
kind of wonder, where do they all fit in?
When you Google run creation specialists, it's like MLB, it doesn't not even a thing. No,
yeah, they create new names, but you just kind of wonder how it all.
Yeah, like the Padres manager, Tickler?
Tingler,
same thing.
Tickler.
He was the quality control coach for the Rangers, which no one knows what that is.
That's a new
whatever
thing, yeah.
Means.
Yeah.
As I was searching for our spring training trip, like looking for the PR guys, I was going through the front office of all these teams. And the way each team is structured is all completely different. They just make up names.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reason they do that is when they're trying to poach guys from other organizations, the only way they can get a permission to interview or talk to these guys is if they offer like a bump. Like it has to be like a raise type thing. Like a what do you call that? A promotion, sorry. So they started creating all these things, these names that, and they're just names, but they're just titles, but they had to do that. So they had got permission to interview these guys.
We should start doing that.
How about that?
Yeah.
We make up our own job titles.
Yeah.
Jack, have you looked into any of the, like, what's going on with CBA stuff yet? Or, cause I mean, Trevor is oddly locked into that stuff. He's closer to coming for Tony Clark's job than managing the U.S. team. But, like, do you...
Trev, I saw your tweet today.
Oh, he's running hot, dude.
That's definitely a big topic.
Dude, service time is a crazy thing because
right.
It affects everybody.
It affects Jack.
It affects everybody. But your Mookie Betts, that was a big thing I was hung up on was, okay, if it's not a full year, so would the Dodgers get him for a year and a half? Is he a free agent in the middle of next year? When he hits it,
I don't know.
Jack, that is genius. That
hey,
is
Mookie,
genius.
That's
all-star
funny.
All-star break, you get to decide where you want to go.
That would be the coolest thing to happen in Major League Baseball history.
That's hilarious.
That would be weird. That's similar.
Just get 50 mil.
The latest thing that is out there is that MLB is proposing that as of right now, 130 days would constitute a full year instead of 170. I don't know. Seems like an arbitrary number to me, but that's what's being floated out there right now.
Yeah, it's just going to be choose a number and hopefully we agree on it.
No, if you can. It's just got to be based on however many games we play.
Exactly.
That's going to be a full year.
Prorated. Who are the player reps on the Cardinals?
Andrew Miller and Paul Goldschmidt handle pretty much everything. So those are two pretty trustworthy guys. But I try to ask them.
Can you? Yeah, I would text them every morning and be like, "So what's the deal?"
Sometimes I do, and I think that Drew gets a little bit annoyed. He's like, "Man, dude, you gotta stop.
Chill out, bro."
Miller's awesome. He answers any question that I have. But that's funny. Yeah, they're good. They're well informed. They're guys I can trust.
There's an article out there today detailing all the shortened seasons. Jake sent it to me.
Yeah, it's actually a good read.
And as an ESPN, and one in like 85 or 81, there was a strike in the middle of the season from June to August. And what they did was they said, all right, before the strike was the first half. So if you were in first place, you won the first half. And then we're going to play the second half of the season. And if you win the second half of the season, you play the first half of the season winners. And that was the playoffs.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty wild.
I think that's what's going to be the interesting thing.
If you were the first half winner, you just didn't care about a thing.
I'm asleep.
That's true. You just got ready.
Oh yeah, you got 3 months to get ready for the playoffs.
What if one team won both halves?
I don't know.
Trev, don't
ask
that.
Questions we don't know the answers to. Trev, come on.
Not a math pod.
I think that's the interesting thing to me is if when baseball comes back, which I think it's going to, is are they going to try to get, like, crazy creative and get outside the box, or are they just going to be like, we're not changing the schedule, play ball?
There's a lot of things floating around. I don't know what's going to be decided on.
Do the Cardinals have a nice second-half schedule or a hard one?
The only thing I know is we don't come west in the second half, so we were supposed to have all of our West Coast trips.
Getting a lot of West Coast time now. So
exactly. We were going to miss our LA trip. So I'm kind of soaking it in right now.
That's another interesting thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Like the strength of schedule is going to be strange because of if we just go by the second half schedule or whenever we start the games, you just can keep the schedule. Like there's going to be disparity big time amongst all the teams.
Yeah, it looks like you guys got a lot of Pirates in the second half, which could be nice.
We play a lot of our division come down the stretch.
Yeah. You got two series with the Royals in there. That could be nice. Giants, D-backs. It's pretty balanced for the Cardinals. So
that division's
I got a question for you, Jack.
Jack or Jake?
The pro baseball player.
Okay. I'll sit this one out.
Would you allow MLB to mic you up during the regular season?
Am I pitching?
When you're pitching.
It would have to be on a complete tape delay. You could not do it live.
Yeah, like the way the NFL Sounds does it. Like they would get your permission and release it the next day.
Which I think would actually be really cool where it was like that. Because I couldn't have a conversation with somebody and try to pitch. Two, you wouldn't be allowed to air half the things that come out of my mouth.
I'll just read your lips.
You would have to mute it the whole time. But if it was a sounds thing where it was, you could do it, you know, little bits and pieces here and there.
It's insane. I think that would be cool. It's insane that the NFL has been doing that since the 1960s.
Yeah.
And MLB has never done it.
Yeah, the NBA will do it. They'll mic up refs and then play, like when they have a conversation with the player or something.
The home plate ump should be mic'd up, and then you should just roll that the next, like, Monday or whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they have some great conversations at the plate.
Who's your favorite mic? Like, he's behind the mound and you're like, all right, I like this guy. I'm going to look
up.
Yeah, wait, what?
But also, you can say.
If you have a favorite friend named Mike either. This
or
is
a favorite
chance.
Microphone. You can answer that as well.
My favorite behind the plate? All of them.
Oh, all right, I will tell you your actual favorite ump.
Good answer.
For you. Have you ever been ejected?
No.
Is that something you'd like to do before your career ends?
Yeah.
In an honest question, like, if you're, you know, 60 and looking back at your career and you see zero rejections, you're like, damn, should have let someone
I'll
have
probably
it.
Look back and be like, how did I not just one time?
Yeah, but you'll have that extra money in your pocket.
You know who never got ejected once in 20 years?
Who?
Derek Jeter.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
One of his more impressive stats.
Oh, that's what that is.
His glove ejected ball.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, DJ. You're always really nice to me. He also signed a jersey for me, so thank you.
You had him sign a jersey, and now you're doing this stuff, dude?
Damn, dude.
He's always really nice to me. It's funny, you know, some guys get a pass on their play. He's one of them. I mean,
your favorite ump is Tim Timmons. He's also one of mine because he's got a great name.
Tim.
You can't, your parents named you Tim Timmons. It's tough. Like, you got to overcome a lot right away.
Saying that because he is the most friendly to Jack?
No, Jack has the most starts with him behind the dish.
And, are they good?
Yeah, and you have 30 Ks in 4 starts. So that's pretty good. 2.66 ERA. Your second favorite, let's see, is that you actually have games behind. Ooh, Scott Barry. Do you guys know these names?
Yeah.
I know Timmons. I don't know
Scott Barry either. But 2 games with Barry, 0.84 ERA, 10 innings.
Pick him up.
He's like a middle-aged guy. He's not a young guy, but he's not an old guy either.
Not a lot of strikeouts, though. Dude, Jack, Hunter Wendelstedt, 20 Ks in 2 games.
He's going to keep going down the list.
We're just going to keep cranking that.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you your worst.
It's list season. No.
It is definitely list season.
Don't give him any beefs. What list have you been sitting on? What's
Gabe Morales, Jack. You see Gabe Morales. Tighten your game up.
Don't say it, Jack.
No. Take the cheese.
That's awesome.
What's the list that you've typed out in your Twitter and then you've deleted and you're like, I can't do that?
Yet there's been nothing that I'm like, I can't do that.
Oh, you're just off leash right now.
There's nothing yet. You know, we're about to do pick your MLB team to play in a basketball game and then football as well. Football could get very interesting.
Ooh.
Because there's so many ways to go.
Yeah.
Who's your quarterback?
This all time? All
baseball guys. No, current.
Current.
Oh, baseball guys?
Yeah.
God.
If you had to make a team, who's your quarterback?
Joe Mauer was like the number one football recruit in high school.
Todd Helton used to play. Yeah, I'm thinking current. I mean, Tebow's a hell of an athlete. I don't know why you guys are laughing.
I've got a list for Jack.
That's tough, Jack. Who even comes to mind for you? It's got to be a pitcher. Is it you?
I don't know.
What's this list?
It could be, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of guys who played.
Mike Moustakas was Chatsworth High's starting quarterback, and he can throw the pigskin around a little bit. I played catch with him before.
We're making a football team out of what? I missed the list.
Baseball player football list.
Oh, I mean, A-Rod and Doug Benkevich were wide receiver.
We're out on the old guys. We're live. Okay. You and Trevor with the old guys.
Talkman. Mike Talkman picked off Garoppolo in high school, and he runs in the outfield like a safety.
There you go.
So.
Like Stanton would be on the team.
Judge would be Gronk. Judge and Gronk are the same size.
Yeah.
Judge bigger than Gronk, Stanton, I think, actually. Which is just
what Stanton and Judge out there.
Damn. Who's like the slot receiver? Harrison Bader?
He would definitely find some touches.
He's returning kicks.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. For sure. He's like a Julian Edelman guy.
Well,
yeah, he's a Julian Edelman.
Okay. Who would be the quarterback on the St. Louis Cardinals?
Kershaw.
That's
once he gets traded, then
early trade. But
on
no,
our team,
yeah, who's
be Jack?
Myself, or Daniel Ponce de Leon. He played quarterback in high school.
What would Yachty be on a football team?
Center.
He's Rudy. Man in everything.
Long snapper.
The center.
Long snapper.
The feisty long snapper.
Yeah, center. I mean, that's the guy you trust. If you're a quarterback, I want Yachty to be center. He's coordinating your protections.
I like that.
A way to put it. Wow. I have a real tough list for you, and then, I mean, we're running. Right.
Tough on. List. We could wrap.
Top three Trevors to ever play baseball. I'll give you some options. You got.
Yeah, I need some options.
All right, you got
Trevor. I got two in my head.
Trevor, you got Trevor Hoffman.
Ooh,
Trevor Cahill.
Trevor Williams. I'm
Trevor Bauer. Trevor Story.
Shit.
Trevor May. Trevor Richards. You're Trevor Plouffe. So fucked, just Plouffe. Top three.
Well, Trevor Williams.
Yeah.
Trevor Williams, yeah.
Trevor Hoffman.
Trevor Hoffman. Yep. One.
You're just, what is this?
Top best, three.
My favorite three Trevors?
No. Best.
Trevor Story's better than Trevor's me. I'll say that.
You'll say that one.
Me and Bauer, I don't know. He kind of did owe me, so I have to put
Trevor
Bauer
Story, and
me.
I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna take Plouffe.
Wow, that's thank love.
You. Plouffe, I didn't realize your name is very much of your birth year. All the Trevors in MLB history are from in playing now. There's no from like the '60s or '70s.
It's just Hoffman, yeah.
Wow.
Do you ever try to go by Trey or anything like that?
No.
I'm picturing 17-year-old Cali Trevor Plouffe being like. you know, this senior season, yeah, I'm going
Trey,
by.
What was your nickname in high
I'm
school?
I'm going by Trey Plouffe.
I'm just straight up like abbreviated Trevor. Trev, a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Trev is good.
I don't have a cool nickname.
Trey's okay. Not bad, though.
Trey's
if you
not
wanted
it.
A bad nickname, you could do Trey for sure.
Trey, that's a bad name. And Trey Wingo, like, I saw this one video clip of him one time, and like, I'm off of him. Sorry, yeah. Trey.
That's so random.
Sorry.
Quick, where that came
quick
from.
Trey Ring. Trey Wingo roast at the end.
He was like yelling at somebody for something, and it just like, I was I'm off this guy.
Damn.
Yeah. So sorry.
All right, you got any questions for us, Jack?
Are you guys going to make a new list once this season, or whatever you guys did as preseason stuff?
Yeah, we're going to do top guests. You're up there right now. First repeat guest.
I meant on your whole baseball preview that you guys said you did for no reason.
We did like 20 minutes on every single team.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you guys pick winners and everything?
No, so our audience ranked them from worst to best, and we released them in our audience's ranking.
They did like a pretty good job.
Pretty decent
job. It was a little scary given the people power, but they did good.
Cardinals were up there.
Yeah.
They were the
so
top
season started
team.
Today.
Yeah.
Who would you guys have what were your predictions?
God.
Dodgers are my number one.
You know what they're talking about.
No, Dodgers I think should be they added Mookie and Price and Brewster Graterol if he comes out of the pen for them like later in innings.
Brewster out of here.
Throws 100, dude. He was the best pitcher.
Get out of here.
He was the best pitcher for the Twins in the ALCS.
Trainin's the one.
They upgraded every aspect of their club. So That was probably my number one.
I mean, I've always been Cardinals.
No, he's lying.
So that's just
he's
what
just
that
saying
is.
That. You can see it in his face.
Oh, yeah, I'm lying.
No, we said nice things about the Cardinals.
I think there's a clear.
The pitching and defense are great. We said that if, like, Goldie were to get hurt, the lineup looks a little different. I think that was our overall take on the Cardinals. Don't respond.
Yeah. My guy. I don't know. No, I think there's a clear top tier. It's Dodgers, Yankees, Houston. And then I think that second tier is a mix of everyone. Like fucking Nats, Cardinals,
Braves.
Who else is good? Braves. So
Cubs, that's Cubs the beauty still got a squad.
Lines are good.
That's the beauty of baseball, babe. Yeah.
I got in trouble for saying the White Sox.
Yeah, Trev's a White Sox hater. He doesn't realize he is, and the White Sox fans are not happy with him.
Wow.
They really blew me up.
Yeah.
You don't give them a chance to
I don't really care because I used to go in there and just rake. So suck it.
Jack, after you...
Yankees fans, too.
You got the microphone now, so your show. But, like, are you sitting there right now and being like, well... After I collect my 10th Cy Young, like, I'll just go into media, because if these idiots can do it, anyone can do it.
I've definitely thought about doing it, but not just because you guys can do it.
Well,
you guys
you.
Are funnier than I am.
No.
I
don't
know, well,
really?
Jake, maybe a little bit.
I'm very interested in who's stock ups and who's drops in a shortened season, like you kind of said earlier.
It's just crazy. I think that whole middle class of baseball that had this huge offseason, like so many teams went in this offseason, and now everyone has a chance that like if it is 100 or 81 or whatever it is, like Jack said, I mean, every game like matters. And let's be honest, in baseball, 162, that's not true.
No.
But like in an 81 game, see, I mean, that's the only thing keeping my soul all right for now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited.
It's gonna be high stakes every time out.
Oh, I have one more real question before we go. I know this is dragging on. Did the balls feel different at spring training at all?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
Noted. Note it, BBD. Write it down. Balls felt different.
Well, I like that.
Dude, right. Jack, appreciate you. And yeah, man, if you're getting bored and shit, we can do this.
Jack is the best friend of the pod.
Schedule.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Thanks,
pretty
man.
Easy schedule at this point.
Be appreciate good, it. Dude. Always. Watch some movies.
Enjoy all your free time.
I will. We'll watch a lot of movies.
Nice. Lists.
And that was Jack Flaherty. Sat down with us and Trevor Plouffe. Joined the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Some relaxed talk. Oh, I asked him some hard hitters, too.
Yeah, you did. You were tough.
I asked him to out the employees in his franchise who he thought did nothing.
We had a stretch of hard hitters who wasn't excited or who was excited that baseball was over. That was a tough question.
Any of your teammates just cheer? Hell yeah.
The Clay Thompson thing. Yeah, so go follow Jack on Twitter if you want to see a bunch of lists. I'm interested. I'm hoping he lets his weird knob come up a little bit. He just starts doing lists of really weird stuff.
Well, as soon as baseball is back and before he goes to spring training, we need a list of his favorite lists.
List of lists. Yeah. So.
That's good stuff.
Thanks, Jack. We kept him for a while. Yeah. So thank you, Jack.
Appreciate you.
Don't think.
You know what we didn't do? We didn't drop your not thinking quote.
Oh, wow. That's what
this. We should have dropped this. We should have dropped this on him.
I'm not thinking. I'm never thinking. I mean, I need to do that like soon.
Yeah. It's a famous.
Because there was a second where Jack thought I was like mocking him, and then he's like, no, if I've met someone who's never thought in his life, it's this little fucker.
I'm not thinking. I'm never thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should have dropped that on him. It's a failure all around.
Yeah.
Scrap the interview. We need to do it again.
Thanks, Jake.